grass, ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man.
What's up, Chris?
Hey.
Scrolling through the phone, not getting the latest news.
I'm reacquainting my brain with the news of the week.
Does a story ever drop right when you leave here and you're like, oh, God.
Yes, sometimes while we're speaking.
It's usually government, local stuff, actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
They do it like late afternoon.
Cycle, man. They do it in the late afternoon so you can control the narrative.
Is that it?
And then hopefully we circle back the next week and cover it. There you go, the life cycle of the news. In our case, it's a weekly one because we're on once a week.
That's right. Here we are.
That was a boring start, everybody.
Chris, but thank you. What's the big news of the week? Where do we start with this particular segment?
Well, how about, shall we do, because there is news from the shitty New Zealand news department, but shall we sandwich the shitty New Zealand news in the middle, and we'll start with some good bits, because this is quite good. Has anyone been to Morocco? I have,
hey,
and
Morocco.
It's freaking awesome. Yeah. Morocco's like the home of hash. You go up into the mountains.
That shirt you're wearing is kind of a little bit Morocco to me.
Oh, yeah, there you go. They kind of look like Jawas, you know, they're in these outfits, and you can buy them. Sometimes they're made of hemp, even. And, so it's always been a bit of a grey zone, but kind of tolerated by the king in certain areas up in the mountains. And now, Morocco, the government there has introduced a bill to legalise cannabis production. And it's quite, you know, there's a bit of detail in the bill being posted on Morocco World News. And, growers will form local co-ops and then will be encouraged to export their fine Moroccan hash all around the world.
So,
it'll be a good thing.
Silly question, but obviously consumption is legal.
Well, it's kind of is and kind of isn't. Not really. No, it's not. And unfortunately, in this bill, so thank you for bringing this up, because in this bill, it doesn't even mention the consumers, as is often the case. All about the money. They've actually left out the consumers in use. So hopefully that's going to be filled in, you know, when this goes through their parliament.
Was there some concern around protecting the local farmers because a high number of them are illiterate?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so they thought that they're going to have to put special care into that, and that's kind of
that's really
not
righteous.
That we necessarily have the same rate of illiteracy here, but we certainly, you know, people need help to get through our regulations and stuff because it's so bloody difficult.
There is a level of sort of government speak that I get lost on, you know, and it's just too many words.
It's a different
words
form of literacy.
Yeah, that's right.
But no, you're exactly right. And they also want to make sure that the local strains and land races are protected, and for the common good and that.
That's
so
cool.
You know, that's a good thing too. I thought that was pretty cool.
A lot of foresight.
More good news from around the world is in the federal government in the House and House Congress in
America.
They've reintroduced the MORE Act, and we've mentioned this before. The
that's
marijuana
so
opportunity
American.
And reinvestment and something beginning with E, expungement. That's right, expungement, because it was opportunity. Let's provide opportunity. Let's reinvest the proceeds, the taxes, things back into the community, especially the ones that were harmed the most, and let's expunge those records, give people a fresh start. And this is great. And they've put it back in because it kind of lapsed due to the election. So almost certain to pass. This is going to be a very good thing as well in America. And more good news.
There's
this
a better
also
story.
Comes from America. This
there's,
is so
there's
good.
A better story.
So good. Joints for jabs. The state of Washington will allow adults to claim a free marijuana joint when they receive their COVID-19 vaccination shot.
Yo.
This is part of the state's strategy to vaccinate more of its population. The pre-roll joint will be provided by a participating marijuana retailer and can be claimed for either a first or second dose.
It's way better than a Big Mac.
Isn't that awesome, though, eh? And that's kind of lateral thinking. Thinking, right, we want more people, more uptake, got to reach out. Let's give them a joint. That's freaking awesome. That's reported in the New York Times. Very good.
That's so crazy. I love it. Good on me, man.
Meanwhile, let's get back to the shitty New Zealand news department. Sunday Star Times on the weekend reported with a page 2 and 3, huge article headlined, Tens of Millions of Dollars, Still No Medicinal or Local Medicinal Cannabis Industry, What's Gone Wrong?
Question mark.
Yeah.
Ooh. Too tough to get anything passed by the government as far as the standards are.
that seems to be a thing that's coming through. It's certainly something we've experienced at ZCAN, or we've identified. There's a number of ways that the scheme actually makes it more difficult than a regular pharmaceutical. It didn't actually kind of clean it up and make it simpler. It just overlaid a whole another set of regulations on top, and now you have to comply with even more stuff. So there's a bunch of, this could be unintended, right? It's the first time, rah-rah. So there's a bunch of fixes that need to happen. But certainly when, as we have talked about the last couple of weeks, when Andrew Little, the Minister of Health, is saying no one's telling him there's any problem, and he doesn't see the need for the review, and in fact, that's the Ministry of Health's position in this article, that it's too soon, and we've just got to let it bed in. But everyone, according to this article, in my experience, from patients, doctors, industry participants, can see that this is, you know, in need of vast improvement. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, you don't need to scrap it and throw it out, but just be willing to change.
Is it just
and do it soon?
Is it just because the plant is too analog, and we're just trying to treat it too much like a synthetic?
Yeah, I think they're, not so much, possibly, yeah, they've just put it into the, it's got to comply with the same regulations as a regular pharmaceutical.
Yeah, which are way more consistent because they're man-made, right?
Yeah, very, very difficult. And most other countries, you know, they've done a parallel pathway that's acknowledged it's a herbal thing.
Right.
And not like a different set of rules than other herbal things, just putting it into a herbal framework.
Mm.
And instead, our scheme has chosen to put it into a pharmaceutical one. But while also, as I say, changing certain things, like other pharmaceuticals, for example, local pharmacies can compound them, for example. So if something's like there's no local product available, for example, like the current case, right, with a real lack of local products, well, a pharmacy for other medicines can just make one up for you.
Right.
If they want to. If you know, not every pharmacy does.
That's what they do out the back, right? It's like, that's why they're wearing the white coats out the back.
Yeah, it's called compounding, right? And that's actually not allowed for cannabis products, but it's allowed for everything else.
Okay.
So it just makes no sense. That's just one example. There's a bunch of things where they've just made it more difficult.
If we went the more herbal route rather than like pharmaceutical, ticking all the pharmaceutical boxes.
Yes, John, yes.
Is there still a way to test it, like test the products at a herbal level to ensure that they are what they say they are?
Absolutely. So you can just have it based on, for example, in Canada, they just do it per batch. So you grow, you know, your 1,000 plants, whatever, you test that batch, and that's what you put on the label is what that batch is. Mm-hmm. And then the next one might vary slightly, but, you know, that doesn't stop you from putting it out. Here, it has to be every single one the same.
Is it expensive
and your
to
first
test?
Three,
that's what I was going to say. Have we got the testing facilities here? Does everybody have that?
Well, we've just had some cannabis tested, actually, by Hills Labs down in Hamilton, which is the biggest lab in the country. Got to go down there and have a bit of a tour around. I believe we were the first to use their cannabis testing full suite, and we've had all that back now. It's really great to see that they're able to do that.
Like the Canterbury chocolate factory down Dunedin.
Biggest lab in the country, and still not at the level where you can actually use their results in an application for a product.
That's whack,
right?
So
they still have to, and they weren't even consulted on what the rules were going to be. So it's,
Let's take a call. Caller, you've called Marijuana Media.
Oh, good, I've got the right place.
That's us.
Are we seeing the nicotine-stained hands of the tobacco industry in any of this?
Potentially. You usually don't see them, do you? They're quite sneaky.
Yeah, it just seems that every possible hurdle and tripwire that can be put in place is being put in place.
It does seem that way. I don't know about the tobacco thing. I'm really not sure. I'm not seeing that, but, you know, having
it's a good point, though. Tobacco is available and it's regulated and everything's totally fine with that. We know how much is in every cigarette, all that shit, but I guess it's a lot of toxins and just synthetic shit all over again, isn't it?
Well, right? you can buy tobacco at your local church stall, apparently, in South Auckland.
Yeah, counterfeit tobacco, right? Huge black market.
Yeah.
This was again in the media this week with churches using counterfeit tobacco as fundraisers.
Accepting it as normal.
That reminds me of the time that I went to a cockfight in Bali and they said it was for a temple. But they're all illegal over there, but they're like, this is for a temple.
But there you go. I still firmly believe the tobacco industry is exerting huge leverage on our Be Kind government.
100%. 100%. Hey, thanks, mate. Beautiful call.
Be good. Bye.
Now, Chris, just back on this testing issue, it turns out that there are some shoddy fertilizer type products being used on cannabis to stunt its growth and increase its weight.
Yes, so these are plant growth regulators, PGRs. People don't think would knowingly put them necessarily, not a home consumer, but they're used in other industries and things. It's just, I guess, when they're kind of properly regulated, people know the withholding periods or things like that. Here, they're kind of sold as bud hardeners, things that have various names that imply they're going to add weight to the bud. Not all those products, but certainly the interesting thing is our government cross-agency alert system called High Alert.
Wow.
It's actually run by the
What's
police.
What's it called?
High Alert. Okay. It's pretty good. I get on there because it's very good and impartial and has very good information about things that are going on right now.
I gave it a like on Facebook today.
There you go.
It said what to do if you're going to mix MDMA and magic mushrooms and what you might expect and...
Yeah, I don't think you need to. I feel like the right amount of mushrooms, you're pretty much there anyway.
So
this thing with the PGRs, it's a big thing in Aussie, right? It's huge over there. It's a known thing. People just talk about it. Like cannabis consumers just know it.
Yep.
And there's online campaigns around avoiding it. And it's a common thing.
Yep.
Here, the nutrients do seem to be available. And we'd have to, and certainly when you hear about how the weed is, it kind of, that sounds familiar. This is cannabis that... is very heavy on the orange and red hairs, the brown hairs, that formerly when people didn't know any better, back in the 80s, people thought that was a good thing. They're the dead parts of the plant. They're not the reason, they're not the trichomes.
I rolled a whole joint with just the orange bits once, and it was not, man.
It'll have some bits stuck to it, but yeah, anyway. So they're very heavy on these hairs and very light on the crystals. In fact, you might not see any. Mm. And there's a smell of kind of hay and stuff, and you might even get a headache. And so the thing about these PGRs is they increase the weight, so these commercial or unscrupulous, unlicensed, you know, illicit growers, not all, but some, put it on. And again, they might not even know they're doing it. They're just getting these newts that they think are awesome. But the buds they're putting out are heavier, which is awesome for them, right? Mm. But much lower in potency, way, way lower. And not only lower in potency, but full of carcinogenic.
Yeah, this is the scary part.
Things. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So this is really interesting. The government agencies here, they're not saying stop doing it. They're just saying look out for that bad, crappy weed. Mm. Here's some pictures and here's some advice on how you can spot it. And go for the good stuff.
I watched a short video out of the US on these particular fertilizers, and they said that some products may not even state that they contain.
Yes, that's exactly
what
right.
What is it? What's it called?
PGR.
PGR.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so this again, you know, we've had all this talk about the pill testing this year, or not talk, action, in fact. You know, it's legalized. There's a new bill going through Parliament right now that the government put in last month that will properly legalize it. And one of the things that they said was that they want to ensure that it's not just in festivals. And I think that's really important. I think it's really important they are in festivals, but we've got to have access to these outside. And
it's kind of too late at the festival, eh? People are like,
I'm going to take it
might
anyway.
Be. It's never too late, but it'd be really good if it's just available, you know, 24/7, ideally. Yeah. And for more than what people commonly think of when they think pill testing, this is more drug checking of all sorts. And particularly for cannabis consumers, particularly for medicinal users that might have compromised systems, and they're getting concentrates and things made from green fairies. And again, most have very good intentions and everything, but we just don't know at the moment what is in a lot of these products.
Mm.
So we not only have the medicinal aspect where people should have access to this testing, so I'm really hoping when this bill properly goes through that we'll see... you know, cannabis testing alongside the pill testing, and the patients will be able to test the products they're getting off green fairies, but ordinary consumers will be able to check out if it has these PGRs, and if it's cannabis they should throw away and avoid.
If they're saying it's so harmful, then you have to lump it in with all those other things and test it.
That's right. And in fact, back in the day, I was told by a very senior policymaker at the Ministry of Health that the problem with cannabis was it wasn't harmful enough and it wasn't killing anyone, and therefore we didn't get any attention, and what we really needed was a disease or some deaths, and then we'd see some action.
Just need to somehow make it more terrible.
It's illegal because supposedly it's harmful, but it's not harmful, so we don't get any kind of attention.
Quite a conundrum.
Yeah. So maybe this is all part of it, eh? Maybe this is part of the plan.
Somebody saying my uncle worked for a tobacco co many years ago, and they were fully lined up to package marijuana cigarettes. Reefer.
Yeah, there you go. Panama Red and so forth. They did register the trademarks back in the 70s.
Chris, it's always a pleasure, mate. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you to the Hemp Store.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
love.